Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, which is on the top of page Tzadi Tes, the page following 196. Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei is Chaburo Sha'ulchim Baharbe Mekomos, groups that are eating in many places. Madinam, what is their halacha? The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shtei chaburo sha'ochlos b'bayis echad, two groups of people that are eating in one house, o b'shnei batim, or two groups that are eating in two houses, im miktoson roim elu es elu mitzarfin lezimun. If some of the people in each group are able to see each other, they can join together for a zimun. V'im lav eino mitzarfos. And if not, they can't join together. So the Mechaber tells us two chaburas that are eating either in one house or in two houses. If some of the people from the groups are able to see each other, they can join together for a zimun. If they can't see each other, they do not join together for a zimun. V'im yesh shamash echa l'shtehen hu mitzarfon. If there is a shamish, someone who is serving the food, a waiter that is being used for both groups, so then the waiter himself is able to join them together for a zimun. Ukigon shenichnasu mitchila aldas lehitzaref yachad. But we require in all these cases, whether they see each other or they have the same shamish that joins them together, we need the fact that they join together mitchila, having in mind to join as one. V'yesh misha omer, there is a shita that says she'im rishus harabim avsekas bein shnei habatim eina mitzarfen b'shum inyan, that if there is a public domain or rishus harabim that is separating between the two houses, they cannot join together in any case. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph. So he said, if miktsasim aroim elu es elu, so they're mitzarif for one zimun. Afilu kishaochim kol achas al shulchan bifnei atzmo. Even if each chabura is eating on their own table and they're in the same house, we require that they see each other, and then they could be mitzarifos lezimun. Sif katan beis rotzalomar im yirtu yecholim lehitzarif. If they want, they could join together. Ulahotzi echad es kulam bebrachas hamazon, and one could be motzi all of them in brachas hamazon. Sivkot and Gimel v'im lav, but if they can't see each other, afilu kashem v'bayis echad, even if they're in one house together, v'afilu im nichnasu mitchila adas l'itztarif yachad, and even if they entered from the beginning having in mind that they should join together, if they can't see each other, they cannot join together. Sivkot and Dalav v'im yeshamish, the other option that we had in the Mechaber, if they don't see each other, is if they have a shamish. Hainu afilu eino ocha klal. Even if this waiter is not eating at all, he's just serving both chaburos, he's able to be mitzarfan, sevkatan hei. Hainu afilu hein b'shnei batim. Even if the two groups are in two different houses, they ain't roen elu as elu, and they can't see each other, so the shamish serving both groups takes the place of the roen elu as elu. So whether they're in one house or they're in two houses, you need either that they can see each other, or that there's a waiter that's serving both groups, and then they join together. But as long as the Mechaber ended off and told us that they were nichnasu mitchila aldas letzarif yachad, as long as they went in together in order to join together, says the Mishabura Sivkot and Vav. Mistimas haMechaber mashma, from the fact that the Mechaber is not mechalik, it's mashma da filu bayis echad v'roen zezeh. Even if you have the criteria that they're in one bayis and they see each other, gam kein lo mitzarfi shtei hachaburos yachad, we still will not allow the two groups to join together for a zimun. Ela im kein kishenichnasu mitchila aldas zeh. Unless when they first entered the house, they had in mind to be mitzarf together. And therefore, this criteria of the Mechaber is adding on to the ones that we saw before, that either you have the shamish or you have the roen elu es elu. Even if you're in bayis echad, you still will need to be that you came mitchila to be mitzarf together. That is the mashmos of the Mechaber. But says the Mishabur of Halbe Aval Harbe Achronim Kosov, of any Achronim right, the Bibayas Echad Lo Ba'ina Klal Shi Konsum Mitchila Al Daze, that it's not true. If they were in one house together, the two groups do not require that they came Mitchila having that in mind. Ubechol Sharoan Ze Ze Beluchud, as long as they are able to see each other, or Afilu Be'in Roan Ze Ze, and even if they can't see each other, V'ye Shamish Ben Shtei Achaburus, but there's one Shamish between the two groups, Sagi le'inyan seiruf, then it's enough to join them together. So the Achronim argue with the Mechaber and they say that if in fact they are in one house, then whether you have a joint shamish or you have Rohan Elu as Elu, you will not require the fact that they had in mind when they came together that they are joining forces. This is also the opinion of the Gra. So the Gra agrees with these Achronim that argue on the Mechaber that you don't need having in mind to be Metzareif added on to the fact that you're in one house and you have a Shamish, or you're in one house and you see each other. If you're in one house, then you would not have to have in mind that you came to join together, as long as you have either Rohan Elu as Elu or you have a Shamish that is joining them together. But according to these Achronim and the Gra, if you would be in two houses, it has to be that they went into the two houses to join together. It was one big party and they were so big, they split between two houses, so then it would have to be that they went mitchila to have in mind to be mitzarif. Sivkatan Zayin is going on that last point of the Mechaber, that there's a yesh misha omer that if there's a rishus harabim that's mafsik between the two houses, then they can't be mitzarif in any case. Says the Mishabura, Sivkatan Zayin Kosova Taz, the Taz writes, Lav davko rishus harabim mamish shehu rochov tez zayin amos. When the Mechaber says that if there's a rishus harabim between the two houses, they can't be mitzarif, he doesn't mean specifically there's a halachic rishus harabim which is 16 amos wide. To who I think is sheyesh shvil hayochid masik b'intayim. The same thing would be true if there's a path of a yochid that's masik between them that also will not allow the two houses to join together. The efshar de davko kashu kavua gam b'yemos hageshomim. But it's possible that if it's a shvil hayochid, it has to be a real shvil that is really kavua, that even in the rainy season it is used for people to walk down that path, and then it would in fact be masik and would not allow the people in the two houses to join together for one zimun. If you have this separation, whether it's a real Rishus HaRabim or it's a Shvil HaYochid that's Kavua, Bimos HaGashomim, they will not be allowed to join together Bishum Inyan. Hainu Afilu Kashen Rowan Zev Yeshamish HaMeshamish HaShtehem. Even if we have both criteria of before, that they're able to see, the two groups are able to see each other, and there is a joint Shamish between them, still we have this separation, they would not be allowed to join together. I'd like to see a Bir Halacha, but I first want to do Sif Beis, the Mechaber, and the Mishabura, and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha on Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, "Vayter in Sif Beis, Ochlu Miktsason Babayis. If some of them ate in the house, Umiktsason Chutz Labayis, and some of them ate outside the house, Im Hamavarech Yoshev Al Mifton Habayis Hu Mitzarfon. If the one who is leading the benching is sitting on the Miftan Habayis, on the threshold of the house, he's sitting on the front stoop, so then he's able to be mitzaref those people that are inside the house and those people that are outside the house. The Mishabur writes in Sivkatan Tes, he's sitting by the Miftan Habayis, to who Roa Elu Ve'elu, he's able to see both groups. And that satisfies the criteria that we had before, as if some of the people from each group are able to see each other, since the Mevarach is in the middle and he sees both, that would be good enough. The Halacha writes in the last line of page Tzadi Tes, Miktsason Chutz Labayis. Again, the Mechaber set up the case that the Mevarech is sitting on the Miftan Habayis, and some of the people ate inside the house, some people ate outside the house, he joins them all together. Says the Bir Halacha, V'hu Hadin Kishahim Shnei Batim. The same din would be true if it wasn't inside and outside the house, but rather it was two houses, V'hamavarech Be'emtza Al HaMiftan, and the one leading the benching is in the middle on the Miftan, whom Mitzarfan, he would be able to join the two houses together. Again, for the same reason the Mishabura says, both groups are able to see him, he's able to see both groups, it's like the two groups are able to see each other. I'd like to see now the Bir Halacha on the beginning of page Tzadi Tes, the Vamaskel Shtei Chaburos. The clear mashmos of the Mechaber, by talking about shtei chaburos, eating in one house or two houses, that if they're able to see each other, they're able to join together for a zimun, shtei chaburos is mashma, there are two groups of three, but instead of making a separate zimun, they want to join together for one zimun. So the Bir Halacha brings over here, ayin mishabura, V'dai you should know, the Mechidushi HaRashba Kosavatam, the Chidushi HaRashba writes the reason, the Lohochi Mahani Beroen Elu Es Elu, for the following reason it helps when they're able to see each other, Kishin Nichlesu Mitchilu Lakach, when they entered from the very beginning with this in mind, Mishum Dahavi Kesebu Yachad, because that makes it like they were leaning together. Muchach Miza, it's clear from the Rashba, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Svirle that he holds, the Lav Dafka Shtei Chaburo Shahaya Bekol Chaburo Kedei Zimun, Mitzarfos Lahotzi Achas Es Chaverto, Bemiksosa Rowan Zezze, Zat the Chavetz Chaim, it is clear from the Rashba that he holds that it's lav dafka, like the Mechaber says, that are two chaburos, that each chabura had enough to make a zimun, and they're able to join together by miktsas and rohan as elu, hu ha-din v'chabura achas. The same thing would be true if it would be one chabura, shel shlosha, of three people, sheshtayim mehen esebu al shulchan echad, two of them are leaning by one table, v'ashlishi hesev al shulchan acher, and the third one is leaning on another table, kol sherohan elu as elu mitzarfin, so long that the two over here and the one over there can see each other, they can join together. And even though normally by benching we require haseba together, or for us that we don't normally do haseba, al kuponim yeshiva b'shulchan echad, we require sitting together by one table. Shani hocha, here it's different. The hamayri shemitchilas suudasam nichnasu al das came, because here from the beginning of their suda they came into the house having this in mind. Sha'afal pishi eschalku b'mekomos. That even though they're going to be split between two different places, afal pikein daitam lios mechubarim, still they have in mind to be together. So point number one, the Bir Halacha brings down that the mashmos of the Rashba very clearly is that it's not specifically two chaburos, even if it's one chabura, and you're creating a zimun. Not only a case of three over here and three over there, where they each have the rights of making their own zimun, can they join together by seeing each other, but even if it's two and one, and on their own they have no right to make a zimun, but they're able to see each other, they came in mitchila to join together, they can join together to create a zimun. If you skip down a few lines in the Bir Halacha, about six or seven lines, he writes in the last word of the line, Ochein, however, HaRashbash b'tshuva, the Rashbash in a tshuva, and it's muva b'chadushir b'kiv'eger, it's brought down in the chadushir b'kiv'eger, Kosov, he writes, not like the Rashba's mashma, the dafka b'shtei chaburos, dafka like the Mechaber says, where there are two groups, shebikol chabura yesh kedei lezamin, that each group had enough people to make their own zimun, that's only time they could join together. Veloba inan kiim letzarif, and all we need to do is to join in together, sheyotzi ha'achas esashnir, that one could be motzi the others. We're not trying to create a chiyuv zimun over here, we're just trying to join together two chiyuve zimuns that are there already. Lahachi mahani roan elu aselu, therefore it helps when they see each other. Masha'enkein b'shelo hayu b'kol chabura k'dei lezamin, elai de tzarif, which is not the case if you have two and one, where they don't have a zimun unless you join them together, for that, there is no takana. That is also the opinion of the Gra. So says the Chofetz Chaim, although it's clear from the Rashba that not only could two chaburas join together, three and three, to make a bigger zimun and be yotzei together, but even two and one could join together to create a zimun. However, Zakti Bar Locha, the Rashbash, who's born in Rekiv Eger, argues and says it only works when they roan elu as elu to join together two existing chaburas that have enough for a zimun on their own that they could join together. But it's not enough to create a zimun. The Bir Halacha then writes, Ube'emes Yoser Mistaber Kedivreyim, and really it makes more sense like the Rashbash and like the Gra. If you skip down now, we'll read a couple more lines of the Bir Halacha, the second to last skinny line, Vedai you should know. The Harashbash Maflig Od Yoser, the Rashbash makes even a greater chiluk. The Afilu Yesh Bekol Chabura Kedizimun, that even if each group has enough to make a zimun, Elo Shayideit Seirufan Yeschade Shevarchu Basara, but through joining the two groups of five, now you have ten, and now you could bench with Hashem's name. Kegon Shiyesh Chamisha Bekol Chabura, for example, you have five and five, Nami Lo Mahani Kesheru. It also will not help when they see each other and they came in to get together from the beginning. Because that way they would join together to make a zimun with Hashem's name. So Zakta Bir Halacha, the Rashbash not only holds that if you have two and one, they can't join together by seeing each other to create a zimun, even if you have five and five, where they each have a chi of zimun together, where normally three and three can join together to make one big zimun, if it's five and five, they can join together to make one big zimun, but they cannot join together to be mezame with the Shem Hashem. So anytime the joining of two groups is going to create a new chiyuv, that the Rashbash holds is not going to be good. Therefore, two and one will not work to create a chiyuv zimun, five and five will not work to create a chiyuv zimun with Hashem's name. And that is what we'll read in the Bir Halacha. That concludes today's shir, Emir Hashem, and the next shir we'll begin with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.